You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Folks, want them to see that I ain't got no ism and schism with you. I just want to feast off the word of God. That when the enemy coming, he going to come to you and I and everybody with a title, no title, or no, he coming to get you. But what you going to do if the word have not been established in you, he going to make a jackass fool out of you. Because you're going to try to explain yourself. But you don't need to explain this word because it's been established from the beginning. And it ain't going to change because we try to change it. God try to change people in this hour where we can learn how to love each other. And the word will connect to us. And we won't have so many faults and so many darkness and so many ism and schism about each other. We will learn to love each other. In the beginning, he was love. You just love them people that you like. You ain't got no love. You don't really love them. You just putting up with them. Can I get a witness? The word of God instruct you how to love your biggest enemy. And they won't say nothing, but they see the love. I bless his name. Hallelujah. I come downstairs this morning. And I say, Apostle, look at your wife. Get what he said to me. Did you put any lotion on them rusted legs? I said, I'm ahead of you, boo. I put grease on these legs. I hear y'all. Don't act cute like you ain't got what I mean. He know I was looking good to him because I was looking good all the time. Ooh. Y'all be haters if you want them. I said, where the ash on my leg? Brother Calvin, I say, see, they might not be as young as they used to be, but they still working. So that shut him up. Don't be a hater. Hey, and if there's any grease on the back, then I can get the bag. I tried to hit the bag. Yes, sir. Ain't God good? Somebody clap the hand for the word of God. It's all power and it's all authority. Because if I, like Kay said, I joke you, I'm going to go up in there and try to find something else to put on, but I done did my best. And I ain't rolling nowhere else. I'm going to be strutting around you. Hope you get some fire in you somewhere. That's my granny boo. That's my boy. If I had to marry another man, it'll be Cag. Amen. But God is good. John, the Apostle John said, Christian should be looking for that what God can put in you and somebody else can see it. We won't recommendation from man. We want recognition from people who don't see you like that. But stop working on that. And let Jesus place him, which is his word, inside of you. That somebody will have something they can feast off of. In my closing, everybody know I came from a large family. And I'm glad of it today. Because it taught me something. And it has proven something to me at this time in my life. We murmur and complain about too many things. And when we do that, we ain't gonna do nothing but murmur and complain. But I saw proof of that was not said to me, but I saw that if you make up your mind
And do the best you got
with what you got. Somebody will see that, and you don't have to tell them nothing about who you are, what you got, and all that. I'm so grateful
that he's the beginning. And all throughout, in the end, and he will be too. He's looking for establishment. We said we love our family. Let's go to family. If you can't love nobody but your immediate family, you ain't got no love.
You just loving them that you're so concerned about. But when you allow him to develop you, where it look like ain't no help for you, he'll show proof to you that I can. While we are not embracing each other, people now scared to hug because they scared they're going to get COVID-19. But that sex demon still making you climb up on sex. Like, when do you check the mama before you go over there? Is it real? But he wants us to learn how to love each other on a spiritual manner so he can fulfill the voids that come in yours and my life. You might think you don't have none. Mary Kay don't fix it. Amen. It just clog up some of them holes and knots. But he will fulfill you spiritual. Well, somebody still keep watching you. I ain't hear nobody. See, I choose to be a fool for Christ. And I have never been made ashamed. I don't care how smart whoever is. I know where he brought me from. I know the peace that he's given me that surpasses any understanding. Down to zero, and he'll bring you up from zero. I'm talking about what he'll do. Who took what he gave you? Did you give it to somebody who you think deserved it? Or do you believe he gave it to you? Well, you'll be a representative for him. John was talking about what we got. You can't talk about it and live it if you ain't got it. Because you get tired of faking it like you done made it. While we can't stay with Jesus, we don't want him like that. Because sometimes somebody drops something in your spirit. That's your key to get all jacked up and get ugly and get gone. But you're going to take yourself with you wherever you go. He knows there ain't nobody like Jesus. Nobody can soothe you. Nobody can heal you. But he can. He can do it. Me, myself, wanted to go down to the last verse. He said one. Well, we get in trouble. Try to explain to others. Try to show people that I'm all of that. We were never all that, and you won't ever be all that. He didn't design for it to be like that. Anybody who think they can throw themselves over Jesus the Christ, you don't have to look for nobody to bring you no trouble. You already done got in trouble. Because he said, there won't be now another God besides me. Won't now I'm gonna be like me. I don't care how you fix it up and put a bone on it. Won't now I'm gonna be like me. Because I am that I am. I'm the original and the only one. Can do those things which man would never be able to do. I bless him. Somebody says so hard. It is hard when you try to line up with people and self-preference. But it ain't hard when you line up with him. Because every day I say, God, thank you that you will have the right of way on today. Wherever you tell me to go, I will try to get myself there to obey you. All that he has done, and yet
to us is not enough. We are so selfish. We are so greedy. We are so demanding. And we require so much. But I give him praise today that I allow him daily to position me for whatever he allows. I bless his name. I give him praise. Hallelujah. I give him praise. Mani Yossi. Hi, I bless his name in this house. That's how you tap into your joy. Because if you check in, it's some around you will keep you from having it. And most of the time it's we ourselves. Because our self-preference hinder us from the joy of the Lord. The spiritual move that he wants us to move into, that we can show proof that he is greater. When I got in an accident, the enemy tried to shake me. You want to check back all what you done. We ain't done nothing good enough. But I got to praise because you want to do something greater. You want to step me to another level. And don't worry about the haters. They can't hinder it when I say it. Anybody want to bless him? Anybody want to give him thanks? When we thank him, you opening yourself up for the word of God can come in. I know you say I'm tired and all that, but when the enemy come and beat your tail down, you better know that he ain't playing.
He said to me this morning, I want you to lay down. You got to be very careful, Ebony. You got to have an ear.
And don't question it. You just want to do it. Is it all right? I feel anointing when I call your name. You want to hear him. That he will show proof to you. My God. And don't question it. Just do it. And watch God do that what you cannot do. Matter of fact, I want you to stand up. This heaviness. This weight that consume you,
trying to hinder you, trying to shift you, detour you. You can't allow it to be personal about Ebony. It can't be about you. What I want you to do, it ain't the grade you made, but the grade you want to make in you. Sometime the enemy shift us. And that's his job.
But God is greater than the shifter.
I'm trying to give this to you in a manner
that it will be receivable. Okay. Raise your hand up high. And you know, we learned this from hanging around the Baptist church. I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know, but it's been good. I ain't got no other help. But I stretch my hand out to thee. Because you're my present help. Right about now, God is giving you some time where you can hear him. Not talking to nobody else. Hear him. And if you let him, he gonna speak to you. At an honorable voice that you gonna know that you know. You ain't got to share it with your mama, nobody else. You ain't got to put it on Facebook or get up page or however it is you do it. You gonna grab it and place it in your heart. Because I need to hear from you. Yeah. My mind. Eco shy. He won't leave you. He'll be there no matter what. And that's what you got to grab and hold it in your reach. Because when you reach your hands out to him, ain't no nobody else can do me like. Hey, Baba Kosha. If you would turn around slowly with me the way I'm turning around. Ibo koshande de bosi. Hashande de bosi kande de yobasi. Eliyande yo bokoshande de bosi kariya. Adishande de bo omaya. Adere koshande bosi sha. Ibali deyande yo bo bakashande de ba. Isobali yase. I give you praise right up here. Release her. Yeah, there she go. There it is. Release her. Release her, release her. In the name of Jesus, release her. Release her from my mind. Release her in her body. Release her by your power. Let her know. Let her know. Let her know. No matter what nobody else knows, let her know. For her own self. That you can. Somebody give God a praise offering. Somebody tell him thank you. Somebody tell him I appreciate you. Somebody tell him. You are the great I am. Yeah, but we'll see Kobaya. Oh, my. My Koshi. I didn't know see the I see Kobaya. I give you grace. I give you praise for who you are and the power you possess. In heaven and in earth. And ain't no man can change that. I bless you for it. I bless you for it. Can somebody bless him? Can nobody tell him thank you? The enemy won't have that wandering spirit. That demon all that the enemy still wants to be all up in everybody up there. But it's time out to be concerned about me and mine.
Can we give him praise? If your joy don't come to be in Jesus, I pity you. Because things is failing us. People is failing us. And that's how the enemy will set us up. If it's in your Thanksgiving dinner, your Christmas salary, that ain't enough. If you're looking for your income tax check, that ain't enough. But it's all in him. And he is enough. He is enough. He's enough. He's enough. And we bless him for the word. We thank him for his power. And the authority that he would give each one of us. And there are times we allow our authority to be taken by crookedism and schism and all them other things. But don't fault nobody but yourself. When I was evangelizing, my main concern was, don't come calling me, telling me about nobody, what somebody done or what you heard. I'm too messed up. Don't waste your time, because I'm going to tell you, you got the wrong number. Because there come a time in your life when you got to see you. You can't see all these sorcerers and these lunatics and all. No, I got to see me. Sometimes we're too afraid to see ourselves so we can get to him. But I know that I know. If you believe God is greater, whatever transition he'll allow you to go through, he'll bring you through it. And you can tell him thank you. Pastor, you have anything? All right, Pastor, you have. All right, here you are. I'm finished.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. How many people are glad to be here today? All right. Time for your tithes and offerings. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Father, we ask you right now to stretch out your hand right now. That nail-scarred hand, that blood-washed hand. Touch his foot right now, God. Touch his feet right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we know that you are a healer. We know that you are a miracle worker. God, we ask you to work a miracle right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you now. I praise you. I magnify you. I glorify you. And I worship you. And yes, God, I thank you right now for doing it. And you said in your word, God, where two or three gather together, touching and agreeing on any one thing. We come in agreement collectively, believing your word collectively, standing on the promise collectively. And God, we thank you that it's a done deal. In Jesus' name, amen.
When I came off the pulpit, the apostle spoke a word pertaining to some person in my life. But I already know it. Because 3 days ago, the Lord showed me. I shared it with nobody. Just in case somebody up here got God mixed up with our personal viewing. God is not a God that you can get mixed up. He's God by himself. And the only thing I see is whatever God allows, you want him to prepare you. Because if he allow it, don't be pad, it might take you. Can I get somebody to give him some praise? You got to make up your mind, whatever God allow on this wall, I want to be assured he knows what he's doing. And he is the healer. He is my deliverer. He is my keeper. And nobody can give you like he can. I bless him today.
Hallelujah.
You're still on the test. No matter how much God use you, you're still on the test. And you can't pass it without him. Anybody want to say that? I say, yes, Lord. When the Lord showed you me, hurt me so bad. But I say, you're my healer. You're my healer. You're my deliverance. I can't fake this thing. He's my healer. Oh, my God, my God. I did not share it with apostle. I ain't shared it with nobody. Because I believe that God is greater. And whoever don't believe in today, I pity you. Because some things will kill you. Oh, but I said, God, God, you're mighty. Oh, you're mighty. Oh, my God. Oh. You don't come out here for no show of fame or fortune. You better know that you know. The adversary ain't playing with you and I. He don't care nothing about your gift. He don't care how talented you are. Done the one he wants the most. But you got to make up your mind. Teach me how to live for you. And teach me how to die. How dare you, Boko Shabbat? Only thing I ever wanted for anybody to get real with him and rule you out. And what you think about yourself and other people think about you can't matter. Even the people you live in the house with, we try to prove to them you can't do it. But God can prove out to you that he can. I bless him today. I bless him. God will let you know that I'm greater. In my house, we don't discuss the things of God. If somebody call apostle, it between y'all and him. If somebody happen to call me, it between me and you. God, we don't get down like that. God done too much for me, and I can't get to be a partaker in it. He picked me up from a nasty, dirty, low-down place. And it ain't about things. You can be low-down and dirty on the inside.
Because all my life, he has been blessing me with more than enough. And I didn't deserve it. I'm talking about spiritual. I don't want to go back for nobody or no thing. That's what it got to be. And if it ain't there, you're wasting your time. He done brought me through many dangers. You too. But what Henry Russell said, it's just Jesus.
Ain't got nothing to do with your family. Who said God can't cleanse you, fix you? It's about Jesus. And when it comes to be about Jesus, then you can loose yourself from the load, the responsibility that religious and tradition bring and bring a burden on you. Because sometimes family members are quote you and cohort you till you get to looking at them and get your eyes off him. I give him praise. In this situation, I done prayed every prayer I know how. And that's all I can do. For those who receive it today, get real with your own self. I ain't looking to establish a name in people because it ain't good enough. But I want him to establish me in this kingdom. And that would be enough for all that you have gone through. He'll strengthen his heart. Or better yet, he'll give you another one. But if you're scared to believe he can do it, you might not can get it. He's a mighty God. God is so mighty. He'll confirm that he said. Don't care how horrifying it looks. He'll confirm it. And that's what I say to you and I. Don't doubt God. Because you get in trouble when you say God don't operate like that. We don't know that much about it. That little bit you know ain't enough. Because if he lets you know too much, then you'll get beside yourself. Just know he can do anything but fail. And watch him. Believe him. And focus on him. I don't have time to do nothing but undergird God. My God. The young man I was talking about. It could have been the end of our sons. And I bombarded heaven for him. Guess what? God moved him. Well, you hear me? Come to find out the doctor's giving him the wrong kind of medicine. You better not put your trust in these doctors because they'll mess you up. And y'all go on, I ain't talking nothing bad about them. You get on some medicine, you don't know what that for to give you another one. And when you ain't hands, they give you anything. But God allow him to be moved. Sometimes it take you down from your status. But God will move you so he can show you I can do what's needed. You know? Shannon's a good hospital. We ain't got no money.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.